Tom Vilsack, United States Department of Agriculture Secretary.
All right, so we have a big announcement coming from USDA that is going to help not only our dairy producers, but also families around the nation. Can you tell me about that?
Well, obviously, our dairy producers have seen a 35% reduction in revenues in the last couple of years, which is really stretching and straining our family farmers who are dairy producers, an important product, an important part of American agriculture. We're doing two things today to try to provide some help and assistance. First, we're announcing a purchase of about 11 million pounds of cheese under our CCC program. That's roughly $20 million worth of cheese. That cheese will be used to assist food banks and pantries to help families that are struggling. But it will also provide help and assistance to the dairy industry, since we are faced with a fairly significant surplus of cheese, the highest in 30 years. In addition, we have just recently announced over $11 million in payments under our margin protection program for dairy producers. They have, under our current rules, until September 30th to make decisions about whether or not they want to participate and at what level. To give them a little more time to consider the market and to give them a little more time to study what might be best for their particular operation, we're extending the sign-up for the Dairy Margin Protection Program from September 30th to December 16th of this year.
So that is actually very good news for our dairy families around California and in other parts of the nation as well. What was it that went into making the decision, first off, to buy all the cheese?
Well, we're certainly aware of the fact that there is a surplus of cheese now. It's the highest it's been in 30 years. And when you combine that with the fact that dairy producers have seen a decline in revenue, and that cheese is a very value-added product, you can understand why some dairy producers are being stretched and why they're finding it difficult. And that's why it's important for us to focus and target our purchases under CCC in a way that can provide the largest amount of benefit. There's been obviously a significant call on our CCC program to purchase surplus product because of commodity prices in not just dairy, but in a variety of other commodities. And so obviously we're trying to provide help and assistance to as many producers as we can.
Has something like this been done in the past and at this level?
Well, there have been CCC purchases of dairy products in the past, that's for sure. And there are times when the amounts are greater. There are times when the amounts are smaller. Part of it has to do with the need that's documented. Part of it has to do with the level of resource that's available under CCC. We're getting at the end of our fiscal year. We've already obviously made purchases in the previous 10 months. And so it's obviously a focus of making sure that we don't spend more than we have, and to provide as much assistance as we possibly can, and to target in a way that provides as much help. And the extension of the margin protection program sign up, I think, is designed to really give people a greater opportunity to take advantage of that program as well. We saw the largest payout of that program in recent history this last month when we announced $11 million of payments. And we're going to encourage folks to go online at fsa.usda.gov/MPP tool, T-O-O-L. And on that website, they can basically do some calculations of their own specific production operation to determine what level of margin protection they should purchase or consider purchasing.
And that margin protection program, that is funded through the 2014 Farm Bill.
That's right. And obviously, we learned a lot and have learned a lot in the last couple of years about the operation of that protection program. And I'm sure that as Congress begins to revisit the 2018 Farm Bill, that there's going to be an effort to try to make sure that that program is structured and assisted and helped and perhaps tweaked a bit to make sure that there's an understanding of the difference from region to region in terms of feedstock costs. It's sort of a one-size-fits-all program today, and I think in the future it's probably going to be more tailored to a regional approach, but it obviously is providing some help and assistance, and when you combine that with the CCC purchases, it's an opportunity for us to help.
Thank you. You gave us the website address already, but if there is another bit of information that you think was very important for our dairy producers about the MPP, do you have any other follow-up on that?
No, just to remind them that the sign-up has now been extended to December 16th.
Perfect. Thank you for your time this morning.